Hi, Justin Bogle. Hey, weekend couldn't have got off to a worse start for you with some bike issues yesterday and all that, but almost got a podium. The old man took it from you, and you had a good weekend overall. I think you got to be okay with this.
Yeah, it was good. You know, I'm on a bone stock bike. You know, a few of the guys obviously are on their race bikes, which is pretty sweet. But I had a lot of fun, man. It was good for me. I got to learn a lot about what I need to be doing. I'm doing a lot of different stuff, physically, training-wise, diet-wise, all this stuff, working with some different people. So I know a few more things I need to work on. I haven't been riding very much at all. You know, I got 3 days on Supercross and like a couple days on outdoors. So I knew the last one I was going to get a little winded, which I did. But the first two were good. Got pretty good starts. Felt pretty good. Like, had fun. The second one, like you said, I should have got third. But I tried a stupid line over here at the very end for some reason. And, man, I told JB after this, I said, "You sneaky old bastard. With age comes wisdom, I guess." Threw it right in on me. But, nah, man, I had a lot of fun, you know. Just battling with the guys. I love racing, so it's good to get a race under my belt, you know. Like, I'd do all these if I could. So
it's surprising me you've never been to this one before. So what are your overall thoughts of like the track and the building, the vibe, all that stuff?
This place is awesome. Yeah. I mean, this is one of the biggest ones for a reason, you know. It's really cool. Eric obviously runs everything top notch. He's very easy to work with, takes care of us. The track was pretty lame. But we got Caroli out here, we got, you know, some of the guys. Like, it's worth it for that, you know. Put on a show. Tony, 9-time world champ. It's awesome to have someone like that at these races. You know, he's, for me, I never thought I'd get to race him either, you know what I mean? So
I wonder about that, where you're like, hey, this is cool.
Yeah, it was cool for me. And Tony's such a cool dude that it was, you know, very cool. So track wasn't that sweet. I think it was really, I think if I could have got around Subs in that middle one, I would have been fine. I could have went, but you know, is what it is. He's good over here, man. He's fast.
He always, he's really good over here. He used to ride a 252 stroke and give JB fits.
Yeah. He's fast. Yeah, I raced him in Barcelona a couple years ago, and he just kicked my ass in practice. And I'm like, I don't know.
When do we start making Kickstarter jokes with you? Can we start now?
Yeah, whenever you want, dude. Because we were filming a video, like I did, like a little Twisted Tea video at home, having some fun, and I was like, all right, as soon as you say it, walk off, and I'm gonna kickstart it and take off. Took me like four kicks, and I was like, I messed it up. Yeah. But nah, I mean, whatever, dude. It is funny, but whatever. It's all good, man.
Arm Army, man.
Arm Army, baby. You know, I'm like lone soldier right here, baby. I'll take it. Put that thing right on my back. I'll carry it around.
It's got a nice easy up though here.
Yeah, hey, man. Shout out to Suzuki France, man. There's no one out here on Suzuki, so these guys helped me out a lot. Yeah. Very thankful. Just getting me a bike, helping out with things. It's good, man. Me and my mechanic here, Andrew, haven't got to spend much time with him, so it's good for us to get a race under our belt and figure things out. So figure out how I like the starting blocks, which way I want them to go and whatnot. You know what I mean? So it's good.
All right. Well, cool, man. Thanks for doing this. Good to see you this weekend. Thanks.
Sure. Thanks, Steve.